This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from Victoria, British Columbia, Mike Edel in his band. Mike, hello. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
The new record is called India Seattle. MikeEdel.com, E-D-E-L.com is the web address for more information. This is full-length record number 2. There were a couple of EPs that came out along the way also.
That is true.
And a beautiful new record. Congratulations on this.
Thank you so much.
Victoria, British Columbia. So you are officially a Pacific Northwest guy, and some of that seems to make its way into your songwriting. A lot of imagery of the beauty of where we are all from, us Pacific Northwesters. Yeah. But you are originally from Linden, Alberta, which is a little east of the Pacific Northwest, right? You can't really lump it
in
there.
A little east or very east, you could say.
And this is a town of like 700 people, right? Not very big.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about it. What is Linden like?
I grew up on the prairies, you know, from age 0 to age 18. Grew up on a farm there.
What kind of farming?
Wheat, barley, canola farm. My dad, Larry, he was a farmer until just this last year.
Sean's
in the room and he's nodding and smiling because anytime I mention Larry, someone always smiles or laughs. Yeah, he just retired from farming.
How big was the farm?
It's about 1,000, you know, 1,500 acres, I'd say.
Oh, wow.
Farm. Yeah.
Is that how you spent your childhood, helping out?
I spent my childhood and in a good bunch of my 20s, actually. I would go back every fall to go help my dad harvest and stuff like that. And in the spring, if I could go out there also, I'd go and help seed or plant or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So
was the draw of Victoria that it was not Linden, Alberta?
I think that was the draw. when I was a couple of years ago, I was 22 and I drove my purple Honda Civic with my 12-speed bicycle on the back and all my things inside. And I just drove it out to the island and went on the ferry, and it felt like this totally new place. Still the same country. But it felt like a very new place, and it was kind of this kind of new start in my life, and that was a pretty fun experience to go somewhere where you didn't know hardly, like I didn't know a soul there when I went. So went over to the island, Victoria, BC, and I've been there for the last 6 years.
How did you get started making music? I know for a short time you went to Germany. You were studying traditional jazz for a while.
Yeah, like I'd say I was in a building where people studied traditional jazz.
Sounds like my background, actually.
Yeah, so actually I did a jazz gig a while back, and I flubbed my way through that, an old friend.
Was the focus guitar or something else?
Yeah, it was guitar. So I could play you a few single notes on the guitar, but then I just want to get back to the chords and the songs. I studied music for 2 years, but that seems like a distant memory now that I've played, you know, probably hundreds of shows in the last few years, so more into that.
Well, here in the States, we know of musical hotbeds like Asheville, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Minneapolis, Portland. But let's talk for a minute about Victoria, because this is kind of nuts. Victoria is not a big place. Current Swell, mm-hmm. Aidan Knight, mm-hmm. Catherine Calder, mm-hmm. Kendall Carson, Alex Cuba, Nelly Furtado, Steph McPherson, all from Victoria. What is going on in Victoria that is curating so many great musicians?
Those are some good buds of mine there. What is going on there? Well, actually, Sean Huberts, who's in the room with me playing bass on this tour, I met Sean probably like 4 months into living in Victoria, and he was playing bass with a band called Tegan and Sarah, who
heard of
are
them.
Fairly popular at the time. And then we ended up playing some. Sean was like, yeah, sure, Mike, I'll play. I don't even remember how we met. I just know that.
I don't either.
He was playing a unfretted bass on stage with me.
Yeah, the first and last.
At Lucky Bar in April of 2009, it would have been.
Yeah. And we should say a couple of things. Sean, first, welcome back. This
Thank
is,
you.
I think,
yeah.
your third time here. You were here with Tegan and Sarah down at the Cascade Theater when we did that, and Steph McPherson.
Yep.
And we should also say that you look exactly like Tim Howard, the U.S. goalie.
Yes, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever
right?
said.
So welcome back.
I'll take that.
Also in the room today, in the back, Austin Burns on guitar and Duran Ritz on drums. We got the whole band in here right now. Mike Edel is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called India Seattle. MikeEdel.com is the website. What do you guys want to play first?
I think the first song that we'll play for you is Thought About July.
Thought
I need to move on. You can't keep calling me when you're lonely. I thought an island was far enough away. I saw you on the weekend and wanted you to stay.
That is Thought About July. It's music from Mike Edel and his band, music from the new record called India Seattle. Where is home now? Is it still Victoria? Do you move around? I mean, a lot of musicians just kind of have homes where a good central base is located.
Yeah, that is true. I need to talk to some of those musicians and see what's legal. Because actually the last few weeks I've been kind of moonlighting in Seattle and been on the road a lot since this record came out. Which is coming up to a year now.
Well, before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about hockey. I know you have an affinity for hockey.
Yeah,
most of the guys have an affinity for hockey. But part of the story about hockey was, yes, there are no Canadian teams in the playoffs this year, but it had a lot to do with the decline recently of the Canadian dollar, that it's kind of in the dumper. What kind of impact does that have on a musician that's from Canada, partially in the States making money, partially working in Canada? Is it just incredibly complicated?
I think I haven't quite figured out whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I get all these like US dollars and then somehow I exchange them. Sometimes they're more. Sometimes I'm paying Americans like Austin, who's here. He's from San Diego. You know, sometimes I really have not figured it out if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But I think it's going to be a good thing here in the near future. Yeah, so I really don't know. Some days it's good, some days it's bad. Depends whether you're spending the dollars or making them.
Tell me a little bit about how this record came together. It took a couple years, if I understand correctly. And the name, India Seattle, what's that about?
What's that about?
I mean, being from the Seattle area, obviously my ears perked up when I see this, but what's behind that?
This album did take like a good amount of time to, I'd say, write and record. And there's, you know, three songs on the album that I went back and recorded for a second time. Cause I really felt like this was like just a great body of work. Like the songs were, you know, they were very cohesive on it. So it was like really, it was really important to me. I think there's some records that, you know, you can whip them off in a week or two and they happen fast and they get recorded fast. Whereas this was one that was like a little more, maybe there's like a lot of blood, sweat and tears that went into it. So making the record, took a long time and a lot of energy, I would say. And there's 12 songs on it, which I think you don't get a lot these days. There won't be 12 songs on my next record.
Did it get made in Canada or the States?
I got made mostly in Canada, a little bit in San Diego, which is actually how I met Austin, was doing a session or two.
Because he works at a recording studio, right?
Yep. Down where a couple Blink 182 records got made, one of the bands of my childhood. That's where I met Austin. So we recorded there, Big Fish Studios in San Diego.
This all points back to you doing covers of Blink 182 as a young guy,
That was my first
guy,
band,
right?
Yeah, playing drums. But we won't talk about that. That's
No, we just did.
Okay, we just did.
It's on record now.
But this is the album India Seattle. The title, actually, I get asked that a lot, and the title to me is really, it's really personal. It's like about a specific, you know, person, a specific relationship. And I actually had a lot of trouble naming it India Seattle because it was like, it was so, it kind of, you know, held so much weight to me. And I remember calling, I was like, this album's called India Seattle. And that's just basically referring to, you know, the country of India kind of juxtaposed with this like, you know, modern Pacific Northwest city of Seattle. And I think I named it that. And I was like, I don't want to name it this. I don't want to name it this. And then it just ended up sticking. And I was like, oh, I have to name it this because it has no other name, basically.
Well, now you certainly have an insider's perspective of Seattle, and even before you spent a bunch of time there, it's only a couple hour drive away from Victoria. Have you been to India, or are you looking at that from an outsider's perspective?
I'm looking at that from an outsider's perspective, yeah.
Gotcha. Mike Edel and his band are my guests live today in the JPR studios. His new record is called India Seattle. MikeEdel.com is the address online. All right, what's next? What do you guys want to do now?
We're going to play a song. It's called Blue by the Green. It's about the springtime. It's about this kind of ascension of a hike in the woods, this ascension of love in the spring. And here it is called Blue Above the Green.
Your simple conversation up above the canopy of trees. We reach the blue above the green. Another July, hacking in the dark.
That is Mike Edel and his band live in the JPR studios today. Blue Above the Green, the second track from the new record called India Seattle. How do your songs come together? Are you a lyricist first, melody writer next, or how does that work?
Let's see. I think, yeah, that's always like should be an easy question, but it's a tough question. I think they come together really, really differently a lot of the time. But I think generally because I... You know, my first band was playing drums in a Blink-182 cover band, which I didn't want to talk about.
Now we've done it twice.
Yeah, shoot. I feel rhythms, like, so that's kind of the first thing I feel in music. And so often, like, I'll write a song based upon, like, a rhythm or a feel. So it comes with, like, the rhythm and then the chords and then usually, you know, a melody after that and kind of what has a little bit of structure. I think that's when then I really dive into, like, the concept or the theme or what the song's actually about. And like this India Seattle, like the record is very, you know, it's very heavy on kind of, you know, the poeticness of the lyrics. And I think everything seems to be kind of like tied in a little bow. It's not, you know, it's not too ambient. It's not too abstract. I think a lot of the songs have kind of a beginning, middle and an end to them. So I think when I'm writing, that's like, that's a really important thing to me to feel finished, with a song. And then when it feels like the lyrical kind of content means something and it like holds some weight and some value, then kind of the sonic, you know, the sonic qualities come together.
You said just before the tune, just before Blue Above the Green, that a few of the songs that ended up on this record, you had gone back and re-recorded. I have also read that you nearly threw the whole thing away, like the entire hard drive of all of the songs for this record, you almost chucked.
Where'd you read that?
The interwebs.
Oh, shoot. You're good on the internet.
Was that because the music was going in a direction that you weren't comfortable with, or was it just a self-confidence issue of, oh, it's all crap, I don't want it, I'm going to start over?
Yeah, and it wasn't a self-confidence issue. I thought, I think it's a great, you know, I think it's a great record, great songs.
So why were they close to being thrown out?
I think it was just, you know, the songs are about, like, you know, this relationship. And I think sometimes you start to write, like say my process of writing, it would be like, you know, this record I made for myself. So the process of writing is more like, you know, I'm writing like this journal in a sense, but it's songs. And I think I got in a real predicament where kind of these songs were so much my real life. And then, but they were also kind of, they were kind of business or like they're like assets in a way because I'm a musician. And I think I found it really hard, and I think I still find it really hard with this album to kind of fuse the like personal nature of the record and not really wanting to, you know, sell my soul to the marketplace, because I'm still find that uncomfortable when you're talking, you know, talking about real life, but it feels like a product maybe. And I think there's times maybe to do that because you want to share, you know, your art, share your life with people. But there are times when it's maybe too close. And I think that is kind of the process I was dealing with when I was like, oh, do I just kind of throw most of this record out? Like, do I just throw like $20,000 in the ocean and just be like, yeah, like screw that or what? That was a very real thing that I almost did.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things that almost didn't make the record, tell me about how 2 weeks in Calgary almost submarined the song Julia from making this record.
Well, this song actually it's the one that like doesn't really, it's the one that has the least to do with the record, I think.
And there was like a promoter that was saying, you don't want Calgary to be in a chorus.
Yeah, this was Neil Osborne of the band 5440. Who is, they're like a popular Canadian band, I guess, from Victoria. But back in the 90s, a different time than now. Neil was going to produce this record of mine, and he was like, oh, you cannot say the word Calgary in a chorus. And I phoned up my friend Sean Huberts over here. And I was like, Sean, do you think I can say Calgary in the chorus?
Well, I said, well, Death Cab has Calgary in a chorus, don't they? Don't they have that song?
And then Sean was just like, oh, this new Bon Iver song that just came out a few years back, he's like, oh, it's titled Calgary, wasn't it?
So it's a trend.
Yeah, and I was ahead of this trend.
And I was very aware of it too. So yeah, I thought, Mike,
Sean weird. Was like, he was,
I'm
you know,
so trendy, yeah.
He was my Robin in this situation.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, you can do it. So I didn't put the song on my first record, and it kind of stuck around. And I remember just recording it. I was like, we're going to record the song Julia, whatever, it's no big deal. And the song turned out so well. It's like it's probably like my favorite song to play live. One of like the two or three songs to play live. And I think people love it too, just because of that chorus.
Yeah, we love it. Would you play it for us?
Here we go.
All right. It's Mike Edell and his band live on Jefferson Public Radio. Here is Julia from India, Seattle.
Julia, you live where it's so cold, oh, but I don't mind these visits in the snow. You're so different.
I have ever been with. And I know it's only 2 weeks in Calgary. And I know it's only 2 weeks in Calgary. 2 weeks in Calgary.
That is Julia. It's music from Mike Edel, live on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called India Seattle. You can get information about him and the music online at MikeEdel.com. Before I let you guys go, I want to ask about Factor. In Canada, arts funding is a big deal. It helps you guys make records. It helps you guys go out on tour. It helps you guys come across the border into the United States. There was recently an election with new leadership. Was that a stressful time? How much do you guys in the world of music pay attention to that stuff and the future of that kind of arts funding?
Well, my only political statement today will be that Justin Trudeau is a really good-looking man. And I'm stoked on his bromance with Barack Obama. Sad that that will end this year. Yeah. But Factor, yeah, Factor is it's kind of the granting agency for a lot of Canadian musicians or artists. I actually deal with it a lot. I have a team of people that works with me, but I am dealing with like Factor quite a bit. And yeah, it's great, I think, to have like a government and be in a country that sees the value of arts, but also kind of sees the hardship of the artist. Because if you take Canada, the industry, so east-west, Vancouver, you know, is on the west coast, and Toronto is, you know, hop, skip, and a jump from New York. Yet those are kind of, you know, maybe the main two cities that you need to play in or be part of or travel in. And so in Canada, you're driving like 8 hours to the next town that has like 10,000 people in it. You're
right.
Another 8 hours to like, you know, to Winnipeg. So it's not a plausible business for I'd say like 90% of, you know, musicians or artists. I think it is really great for, yeah, just to like keep that going, or keep, you know, the arts going, where, you know, when we make less and less money, you know, in 2016 here, for there still to be like a granting agency. I don't know. I feel a little spoiled. I think it's great because it benefits me. But.
Well, it's still a lot of work for you, though. That's, you know, you spend a lot of your time writing these grants. And
is that
not
how it
easy.
Works? It's a grant submission.
Yeah, it's a grant submission.
Yeah, it's not a free pass. That's for sure.
No.
So you're up against all of your good buds from Victoria who are also trying to secure grant funding from Factor.
Yeah, and just look at the biggest Canadian.
Yes.
Also look at the biggest Canadian bands, and when you look, they also dip into that.
Really?
The Metrics, yeah. The Feist,
Really?
Yeah.
There's totally. Not a point at which you've reached a level of success where the factor organization goes, you're on your own now.
It is kind of a bit of a rated system too. And so the more success you have, probably the chances of you getting it is actually quite a bit better as well. Because they want, you know, obviously the high class talent, they want to make sure that it's getting out there in the world. And there's, you know, music, or I guess money for music videos for them, music for the, or money for this. And so you are going against everyone.
So the Katie Langs and the Shania Twains and all of those.
Well, Shania Twain, haven't seen her on there. But Katie Lang, yes.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for coming by. It's been a real pleasure. Yeah. Mike Edell, Austin Burns, Duran Ritz, and Sean Hubert. Sean, welcome back again.
Thank you very
Good
much.
Good to see you.